Hello, I'm Kristen Pleasanton, Deputy Director of the Delaware Division of the Arts and your host for today. With me in the studio is Kim Klaibe, Education Director at the Rehoboth Art League. Welcome to Delaware State of the Arts, Kim.
Thank you.
So, Kim, I know the Rehoboth Art League has been a major cultural institution in the Rehoboth Beach area for many years, so perhaps we could start off with a little history of the league itself.
Sure. The Art League celebrated its 75th anniversary a couple of years ago, so we're actually in our 77th year now.
Wow.
Yeah, we've come a long way in that time. And when the Art League started, it started as a very small endeavor with the Corcoran family that just had some casual summertime, not really even classes, meetings with some artists from the Wilmington area and artists from the downstate area who would get together and paint together, draw together on the Art League campus, and it grew from there.
Great. And I know there are all kinds of programs happening. You have multiple sites now. So let's just talk about some of the upcoming events and programs that people should be on the lookout for.
Okay. We have quite a few exhibitions, workshops, and children's camps coming up between now and the end of August, early September. Some of our exhibitions that are coming up, there is one that opens on June 19th. It's our 42nd annual members craft exhibition. And also a member showcase, which is entitled Animal Kingdom. So with the two locations, we now have exhibitions that will be showing in our Corcoran Gallery at our Henlopen Acres campus and also our Tubbs Gallery, which is in the same location. Then we have exhibitions that are also showing at Route 9, which is our new location at 12,000 Old Vine Boulevard in Lewis, which is 1 mile west of Route 1. The next exhibition that's happening there opens June 26th, and that is called Lines of Inquiry by works by Wayne Weeks, and he is a charcoal artist who does a lot of figure work, really beautiful, beautiful work. We do have a exhibition showing right now in both locations. At Henlopen Acres, it's called The Sensible Forest, and that's works by Alice Valenti. And those are really beautiful drawings, and some of the drawings incorporate gouache and pen and ink. And then there's one called Reflecting Light by Kathy Leecraft, and hers is, it's photography, but it's actually photos of reflections that are taken through a glass sphere. So they're very abstract looking, and they almost look like paintings, but they're photographs.
Oh, that does sound interesting. So let's talk about this sort of satellite new location that just opened. Am I right?
Yeah, April.
In April, mm-hmm. Okay. So this adds a whole new dimension to the Rehoboth Art League. Instead of everything at your historic campus, you have this sort of new sort of location. And so could you describe what that location is like?
Yeah, it's very different from our Henlopen Acres campus, which is historic and wooded. the Route 9 campus is right on Route 9. It's in a new building, and it's very contemporary and clean, a lot of light, a very different feeling. At the new location, we have offices, we have three classrooms, and we have a gallery. The classrooms include a classroom for primarily children's programming. There's a second studio that will be mostly where our adult workshops are held. And then the third studio is what we're calling our, well, it's got a couple names, a multimedia studio, and it's also our photo print studio. And that studio is being operated in collaboration with the Coastal Camera Club. So we have some very high-end, large photo printers in there where photographers from the Coastal Camera Club or photographers who are Rehoboth Art League members can come and print high quality, oversized, if they want, prints with this beautiful new equipment. We're also getting ready to, actually today this is happening, we're setting up 7 iMacs in there to do Photoshop, animation, different types of multimedia type of classes. And that's
great. Brand
new.
Yeah. Wow. So this really opens up a whole new area that the Rehoboth Art League can sort of help artists with their work in that way.
Yes, definitely. And we just don't have the space at the Henlopen Acres campus. So this has made this type of thing possible.
That's great. That's really great. So let's talk about some of your offerings for children. I know you have different classes, and this time of year we have summer camps coming up. So why don't you talk a little bit about those?
Yeah, we do offer classes for children all year long. All of our classes go all year long, but they do the summer camps really ramp up, and we get a lot of children on our campus. Of course, this year we're offering double the programming. We're having all of our normal camps that we do at Henlopen Acres, but then we also have a great lineup of new camps at the Route 9 campus.
Oh, great.
And if you've ever been to Rehoboth in the summer, you know that traffic is an issue. So getting from Lewis to Rehoboth can be a pretty long distance to
right,
go.
Right.
So it's the people that live in Lewis and Milton and Georgetown, they can get to the Route 9 campus much, much easier than trying to fight the traffic all the way into Rehoboth and our Henlopen Acres campus. But the people who live in Henlopen Acres and in town Rehoboth or Dewey still have the option of bringing their children to the Henlopen Acres campus. So we have camps from ages 4 all the way up into teens, 17, 16. And that at that age, children can pretty much take adult classes as well. But we have everything from what we call art starters for the little kids to drawing camp, pottery. We have a lot of very, very popular pottery camps for kids. We have a frozen camp, which is new this year, which is a camp that will be more of a performance type of camp that folds in the Frozen movie. And a lot of kids are very into
that. Oh, yes.
Yeah. And we have STEAM camps, which are really popular and very different, mixing art and science and technology and engineering all together in one camp. And those camps are really amazingly creative and different.
And are you pulling from your membership as far as the teachers at these camps and classes mostly, or bringing other people in as well?
We have instructors that come from all over. A lot of our camp instructors are local instructors who are either retired art teachers or they are established artists. The woman, Janet Layden, who was doing our Frozen camps, ran a dance academy in New York City for years, so she's going to be bringing dance and performance into that camp. With people that are relocating to the Sussex County area, we're getting a really nice mix of different experiences from some of the bigger cities, and people are coming to Rehoboth to retire. So we're getting a nice mix of instructors to choose from.
Seems like you're having almost a constant influx of new people.
Yes, definitely.
And let's talk about some of the programs for adults. You also offer classes and teach adults different art.
Yeah. We try to offer a lot of different types of classes. We have, well, now at Route 9, some of the classes we're offering there, we've got intro to iPhone photography, digital animation, learning Photoshop, web design. And we also have many different pottery classes, which are also very popular for adults. As far as I know, we have the only pottery studio in the Sussex County area. And we do everything from wheel throwing to hand building to sculpture classes. So those are hugely popular. And then we have the standards. We've got watercolor, colored pencil, basic drawing, plein air painting, which is really fun in either location, because at the Route 9 location, we back up to the Nassau Valley Vineyards, which are absolutely beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And at Henlopen Acres, we have the canal. We're walking distance to the beach. We have the beautiful wooded campus with our lovely gardens. So there's great choices on either site for plein air. And plein air, if you're not familiar with that term, just means painting in the open air. So you're painting on site in front of what you're painting, rather than maybe working from a photo in your studio.
And I think that has really become a very popular activity amongst artists. The, almost, you know, all across the region, I think these plein air opportunities are popping up. And it's great that, that Rehoboth and Lewis can now join in.
It really is. It's a lot of fun. I enjoy it very much. There's just something very exciting about catching something that's right in front of you while the light is changing, the clouds are moving, the shadows, the time of day changes everything. And it's just, it's really nice. It's nice to be out in nature.
Well, I'd like to take a minute to remind our listeners that you're tuned into News Radio 1450 WILM. And 1410 WDOV for Delaware State of the Arts. Today I'm talking with Kim Klaibe, Education Director at the Rehoboth Art League, and we've been discussing some of the offerings for both kids and adults at the Rehoboth Art League in Rehoboth and their new location near Lewis. And we were talking about the plein air opportunities for artists to work outside. They also have lots of studio space where artists do work inside as well. And you're also involving artists beyond the visual artist, aren't you, in programming that's happening at the Art League?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. We have writers groups that meet at the Art League. And they get together and every week, every Wednesday, and they write together. We have another writing group that meets once a month. And that's called the Free Write. And what this group does is they meet together, and I bring two artists into the Free Write group. The two artists bring 3 to 4 paintings that they put up in front of the writers. And then the writers get up and look at the artwork, whether they're paintings or pottery or sculpture, anything. It's an art form that they're looking at. And then they sit down with their computers or their pens, and they write a short story, a poem, a song that is inspired by the artwork that they're looking at. So that's a really nice way to meld the writing and the artwork together. And then they read the stories out loud, and the artists get a real kick out of hearing these stories that are born out of these writers just looking at their art for a few moments.
Right. I bet that is exciting for both sides.
It is. It's really a lot of fun.
Are you involving any other sort of art disciplines in things that are happening at the League?
We have a lot of volunteers that help us with things like maintaining our gardens. The gardens at Henlopen Acres were established by Louise Corcoran, who is one of the founders, Mr. and Mrs. Corcoran of the Rehoboth Art League. So people who love the Art League but are not necessarily artists, which actually makes up a huge part of our membership,
mm-hmm.
Come to the Art League, and they help us and participate with us in other ways. So we have a group of people that come in and work on getting our gardens back together, cleaned up after the winter. And that same group is actually getting ready to hold the Louise Corcoran Garden Plant Sale, which is going to be the first time that we've done this. The Homestead Docents and this garden group are going to be offering about 20 different types of perennial plants for sale. And these plants are taken from cuttings from our garden, which was designed in 1930. And they're going to be selling these plants to help with the support of the homestead, which is a National Historic Site that dates back to 1743.
That's neat. And I think the whole experience when you arrive at the Rehoboth Beach location of the Art League, it's you're sort of immersed in this beautiful campus that's got, as you said, the gardens. It's got the trees, so it's cool and it's shaded. You have the art exhibits. You have the historic house. So you really do get a lot of really fun, interesting experiences when you arrive there.
Yes, and there are a lot of people in Sussex County even who have lived there all their lives that don't know that we're there because we are tucked back into a neighborhood. So if you're not sure where we are, if you just take 2nd Street from downtown Rehoboth, take 2nd Street toward the canal, and that turns you into Henlopen Acres, go down a few stop signs, and you'll see our campus on the right. And we're open every day from 10 to 4, except for Sunday, which is 12 to 4. And we do have openings, at least one or two a month, at both locations. And that's always a fun night. They're on Friday nights from 5 to 7. You can come look at the art and mingle, have a glass of wine, have some food, and get to see some of your local artists, but also artists from all over the country that come and show their work through solo exhibitions.
And could you share your contact information and website so that people know where to look these things up?
Sure. Our website is rehobothartleague.org because we are a nonprofit. And our phone number is 302-227-8408.
Great. Thank you. And Kim, I believe we mentioned that you're an artist yourself, a visual artist. So why don't we talk a little bit about what you do as an artist?
Okay. Well, I'm an oil painter primarily. I've done pretty much every medium that's out there. But I do love oil painting, and I do show at the Art League and at local art shows. St. Peter's Art Show is coming up actually falls on July 4th this year, so that should be interesting. And then we also have, the Art League has a very large outdoor show the second and third weekends in August, and that is a wonderful thing to do. If you are in town the second or third weekends in August, please stop by. It's an amazing show, and I will also be there in that show. Yeah, so I do work in my studio, and I also love to do plein air, which is very, very different from my studio work. The plein air tends to be very loose and much of it done with a palette knife, but the work I do in the studio is more photorealistic, just too different, and that keeps things interesting.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure as an artist you're attuned to what the professional development and interests of other visual artists are, so I'm sure that informs your work there.
Yes, we do try to offer professional development opportunities for artists, including introducing artists to the Delaware Division of the Arts and all of the opportunities that the DDOA offers artists in Delaware.
That's great. Thank you. So you mentioned the outdoor show is coming up. Is that your biggest event this summer coming up?
Oh, yeah. That's a big one. That's a tremendous amount of work for the staff and our volunteers, but it really is an amazing, amazing show. We have people that come to both weekends. You can come all day Saturday and all day Sunday. I believe it's Saturday 10 to 4, and maybe it's 10 to 5. Oh, my gosh, I should know this. And then Sunday is, here we go. Saturday is 10 to 5, and Sunday is 10 to 4. This is August 8th and 9th. And August 15th and 16th. There is a $5 entrance fee per weekend, but they are good. Your entrance ticket is good for both days. So if you want to come Saturday and Sunday, the first weekend, that $5 will take you through the whole day. And there's music, there's art demos, there's food by Naj and The Point. We have a shuttle service that you can catch at a couple different locations, so you can basically do a park and ride thing and not have to worry about fighting the traffic in downtown Rehoboth in August. So I really recommend taking the shuttle. But it really is it's a beautiful day on a beautiful campus. And I believe this year we're also going to be having our Dogfish Head beer garden that we did last year, which was a huge hit on a hot summer day. So hopefully, if you haven't come to the outdoor show, you really should try and experience it. It is a wonderful, wonderful time.
And how many different artists are exhibiting at that show?
I believe there are, I'm going to say, about 130.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot to see in every different kind of medium. It's really wonderful.
And as you said, it's a bargain, $5 for the whole weekend. And the range of prices, are there affordable things all the way to expensive items there?
Yes, yes. Really, there really is something for everyone. Yes, and we have our Rehoboth Art League potters who have their own tent there. So they usually do demos for people, show people what working on the wheel looks like.
Oh, great.
And they sell a lot of the work that are made right there in our pottery school, in our pottery studio. And I mean, you can pick something up, a small piece of pottery, for very little. And they make great gifts, very unique things that you can give or you can keep for yourself. Some are functional, some are decoration. And, you know, what you need to remember is that every time you buy a piece of artwork from an artist, you're buying a little piece of that person, you're buying a piece of their time, and you're buying something that you just can't find going into a store. It's unique. It's there's a lot of time and heart and love that goes into every piece that an artist makes, and you're helping to support them to continue practicing.
Right. And it's a wonderful opportunity to meet the artist face to face. Sometimes you see their work in a gallery, but you don't get to meet them. So this is a nice opportunity to get to know the artists as well. Well, we've come to the end of our time, and I'd like to thank Kim Klaibe of the Rehoboth Art League. So great to have you.
Thank you.